AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The ethics report on former Congressman Matt Gaetz has been released.
The House Ethics Committee has accused Matt Gaetz of regularly paying for sex, including with a 17-year-old girl, and purchasing and using illicit drugs. The 37-page report includes explicit details of sex-filled parties and vacations that Gaetz took part in from 2017 to 2020 while representing Florida. The findings conclude he violated multiple state laws related to sexual misconduct while in office. Gaetz has denied all wrongdoing. He has filed a lawsuit seeking to block release of the report, which he says contains untruthful and defamatory information. Gaetz was nominated by President-elect Trump to be Attorney General before withdrawing from consideration. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A retired police officer in Washington was convicted of lying to authorities about leaking confidential information to the leader of the Proud Boys extremist group. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Luigi Mangione pleads not guilty to state murder and other charges in the death of UnitedHealthcare's CEO.
Luigi Mangione in Manhattan criminal court entering a not guilty pleaded charges of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. That's all Mangione told the judge as he sat shackled in a sweater, collared shirt, and khakis. His lawyer, Karen Agnifilo, telling the judge last week's perp walk, teeming with heavily armed officers and the mayor, was an unnecessary spectacle.
He was on display for everyone to see in the biggest stage perp walk I've ever seen in my career.
Outside court, Mangione supporters like Natalie Menares, who says medical debt wiped her out.
It jolted the conversation about the fact that we need to deal with this issue.
The 26-year-old also charged with federal crimes that could carry the death penalty. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. The president of Panama is responding to comments from President-elect Donald Trump that the United States should try to regain control of the Panama Canal.
President-elect Donald Trump suggested that his new administration could try to regain control of the Panama Canal, saying the United States foolishly ceded it and that the U.S. is now paying ridiculous, highly unfair fees to use it.
This complete ripoff of our country will immediately stop.
Panamanian President José Raúl Mulino says the Panama Canal is Panama's. Every square meter of the Panama Canal and its surroundings belongs to Panama and will continue to belong to Panama. The sovereignty and independence of our country are non-negotiable. The United States built the canal in the early 1900s. Washington relinquished control of the waterway during the Jimmy Carter administration. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.